The message of peace that the angels announced at the first Christmas time is a message that really echoes through time, even for us. That's something that we need today is peace. Peace within ourselves so that we can encounter this world. There was this very wealthy man, and he wanted an artist's rendition of what peace looked like. He looked far and wide, and he couldn't find any pictures that were available to really give him this sense of understanding what peace, this picture of what peace looked like. So he sent out a call to all the artists for them to draw a masterpiece or paint a masterpiece, and they would have a contest, and judges would choose which picture best represented peace. Of course, artists responded to this, and boy, the creative fluid started flowing, you know. They received pictures from far and wide to come for this contest. On the day of the revelation to see which picture won, the picture that most represented peace, there were judges and fans all over to see what would be the ideal representation of this peace. Picture after picture that was unveiled, people would clap and cheer of its beauty. After many had been revealed, there were only two left. One of the judges pulled back the veil off of the picture, and one of the pictures, and oh, it was beautiful. This glass-smooth lake reflecting an evening brush sky with birches reflecting off of the water. Along the lush grass, there were sheep in the meadow grazing undisturbed. Surely this must be the winner, because in our minds we could think of the 23rd Psalm, you know, this beautiful picture of peace. Then the man with the vision, wanting to find the picture, unveiled the last masterpiece. When you looked at the picture, it was this tumultuous waterfall. You could almost hear the roar of the water, and you could sense the chill in the air coming from it. There were storm clouds above, and you could almost see the lightning cracking out and just waiting for this torrential rain to fall. And off of this long cliff of this waterfall stood one lonely tree. When you look closer at the tree, there was one branch sticking out as if daring the water to hit it. On this one branch, in a small bend, there was a bird nest. And in that bird nest, there was a mother bird, hunched peacefully with her eyes closed and her wings outspread, protecting her eggs as if nothing around her was going on. That was peace. Maybe in your life today, there's a lot of things going on around you, and you need that kind of peace in the Lord Jesus, where you can just rest. You can just have this tranquility within, that it doesn't matter what happens on the outside. God has given you such a peace that it's going to be all right. If you have your Bibles today, if we turn and we look at the message that the angels gave to those shepherds that night on the first Christmas, the birth of our Savior Jesus Christ. The message of peace at the first Christmas still echoes through time till today. Thomas Merton said this. He said, "Man is not at peace with his fellow man because he is not at peace with himself. He's not at peace with himself because he is not at peace with God. Oh, today may we have the kind of peace that truly does go beyond our own imagination. Regardless of what life sends us, that we truly have this amazing peace. As we read this Christmas story, the birth of Christ, Luke chapter 2, verse 1 through 20, says, in those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went their own town to register. So Joseph also went up with to the town of Nazareth in Galilee, to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and lineage of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. And she gave birth to her first son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them. And they were terrified. And the angel said to them, do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born. He is the Messiah, the Lord. He will be a sign to you. You will find the baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. And suddenly a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those whom his favor rests. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, let's go to Bethlehem to see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who had been lying in the manger. And when they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what they had been told to them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. Let's pray together. Father God, today, Lord, we just thank you for the gift of Jesus. As we celebrate Christmas, Lord, we realize that it is your extension, your outreaching hand to us in the form of yourself, your Son, Jesus. Lord, I can't even imagine how much pride it was for you to see him born, but also how much hurt to know that he was born to die. Fathers, we celebrate today the birth of our Savior. God, let us focus in on that message that the angels talked about. God, we need peace in our life, peace in our families, peace in our relationship with others, peace in our world, but especially we need peace with you, God. Holy Spirit, I pray you move freely in our congregation. Those watching and listening, in Christ's name, amen. One of the significant themes of the Christmas story that accompanied the birth of Christ is the message that the angel said about peace. Listen, there's something that we need. You can watch the news and see all the conflicts and all the skirmishes and all the problems around the world. You can look in even our own state and our own nation, the problems and the bickering that goes on. You can probably look around your dinner table this holiday and see that there may be people who are at odds. There may be people who you have hard feelings against, or someone else, brothers and sisters, moms and dads, grandparents and children. We need peace. We need peace badly. It's proper that this Christmas time we talk about peace. Peace that the angels announced as a connection to the fulfillment of the prophecy in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. Isaiah wrote this, "For a child will be born to us, a son has been given to us, and the government will rest on his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace." The birth of the Prince of Peace certainly leads us to understand that God wants this abiding peace within our lives. This abiding peace for all who would trust him. The key to having God's abiding peace is found in the words that the angels proclaimed in verse 14 that we just read. It says, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom he is pleased." The key is that God gets the glory and we get the peace. That God gets the glory and we get the peace. Anytime we give God the glory, it's amazing how he begins to pour that peace stronger into our lives, and that we begin to realize more of what God is trying to do internally. John Piper said it this way. He said, "God's purpose is to give you peace by being the most glorified in your life." So in other words, when our life is a life of worship, when we really put God first in our life, there's this transformation that takes place and this transition that takes place, that when we glorify God, God gives us peace. And it's a circle that goes around and around and around. Maybe today we're not in the peace of God. We're really not sensing the peace of God. Maybe because we're not giving God the glory in our life. So there are three areas in our relationships that we need peace the most. And all these relationships are really interrelated. The first area is this, is peace in our relationship with God. We need peace in our relationship with God. Non-believers and believers, please, peace in our relationship with God. See, the greatest need for peace known to human existence rests in that each person's need to be in relationship with Father God through Jesus' Son. We saw in verse 10 and 11 says, "But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people. For today in the city of David, there's been born to you a Savior who is Christ the Lord.'" The greatest need for peace in the human soul is for the abiding presence of the Holy Spirit as a seal of our salvation in Christ Jesus. Wow, we need that relationship with Jesus Christ. We need the Holy Spirit to fill us every day so that we can live just like that little bird did in its nest with all the storms going around, all the waterfall, all the troubles around it. Can close his eyes and rest. Well, we need that. And the only way we can have it is if we have a relationship with Christ and that he is number one in our life. We're filled with the Holy Spirit. The purpose of Jesus' birth, death, and resurrection is to take our place, your place and mine, to pay the consequences of our sin. Jesus did this for us. Something we couldn't do for ourselves. We're lost in our sins without hope, without any peace until the Holy Spirit touches us, regenerates us, changes, makes us spiritually alive, and we see the ugliness of our sin and the beauty of God's grace in Christ. We see him for who he is, and we call upon him in faith and repentance. We're instantly born again and filled and sealed with the Spirit. We are baptized by Christ in the Holy Spirit. We are changed, transformed, brought from death to life. Listen, that's worth celebrating. That's the peace that we have with God. We're saved. Our faith is in Jesus Christ, and he connects us in this eternal relationship with God. And Jesus brings us peace with the Heavenly Father. Romans chapter 5, verse 1 tells us, "Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." Do you have peace with God today? Are you in a relationship with Jesus Christ? You have peace. Are you justified before God because you said yes to Jesus and no to sin? Justification means that God declares us right. He declares us just and acceptable through faith in Jesus. For us, God justifies us in Christ. And that means that God sees us just like we'd never sinned. That's what's so amazing, is that God looks at us and we know that we have messed up, but God looks at us this way as if we had never sinned, because he sees Jesus. When he looks at you, you have your faith in Christ. The blood of Jesus Christ has washed your sins away. He looks at you, he sees Jesus. He sees that you are in right standing with him. He sees that you are righteous. He sees that you are just. You are no longer held accountable for those sins that you have committed. Jesus took them to the cross for you, paid the debt for you. If you do not have Jesus today, you will pay the debt for your own sins. You will pay that debt in a place called hell. Jesus has already paid it for you. Well, did you accept his gift today? And that you can live in peace. Not only peace here, but peace for eternity. Do you have peace with God today? Have you been born again through Christ? What a wonderful Christmas gift to yourself, that you accept Jesus as your Savior and be at peace with God. A lot of people don't realize, if you do not have Jesus, you are not at peace with God. Even though the things in your life seems to be going along pretty smooth, you are an enemy of God. The Bible says we're an enemy of God without Jesus. An enemy of God. You have Christ as your Savior to have peace with God. Is your life bringing God glory? Maybe you're thinking you've messed up so badly that God doesn't want anything to do with you. Oh, listen, today, Jesus was born for you. Let that sink in for a moment. That Jesus was born for you. We say Jesus was born for the world. Jesus was born for you. As an individual, Jesus came to this earth particularly for you. That's overwhelming, that the creator of all the universe thought so much of each person. If we were the only one alive, that he still left heaven because he loved us so much to have a relationship with us, to bring us peace with God. Jesus has already paid the ultimate price for your sin. Will you today accept his free gift of salvation? See, it was said by Charles Brent. He says, peace comes when there is no cloud between us and God. Peace is the consequences of forgiveness. God's removal of that which obscures his face and so breaks union with him. Oh, that God wants us to accept Christ so he can break that barrier of sin that's between us and him. God doesn't want anything between us. God wants to be in relationship so closely with us that we sense his heart, that we begin to understand his mind and see the world like he sees it. Do you know Jesus today as your Savior and have peace with God? The second area that we find today that the angel talks about peace, where's that located? That's in our relationship with ourselves. Peace with ourselves. I've seen so many people over the last 14 years as a pastor who are so at odds with themselves, so angry with themselves, so beat down by themselves, carry so much guilt, carry so much shame. Listen, Jesus Christ died on the cross to take all of that away from you, not for you to carry it around for the rest of your life. Did you mess up? Yes, you did. Get over yourself now. Jesus has taken that. See, many people long for peace within themselves because they struggle with guilt and shame over past decisions and wounds that have never healed. See, verse 14 says, and on earth peace among men with whom he is pleased. We need to examine something very important. Important part of this verse that often gets overlooked in the Christmas story. Scripture says, peace among men with whom he is pleased. That God sent Christ to the earth to give peace to those who are in relationship with him, because those are the ones with him who is pleased. Those without Christ are enemies of God. Those with Christ, he is pleased. They have found favor. Sometimes that scripture is read like there's peace all over the world. Well, I don't know. I can turn on any news station and see there's not peace all over the world, but there's peace among God's people on the inside. You see, the promise of peace, the Prince of Peace gives, is for those whom God is pleased. The question arises, with whom is God pleased? All who by faith receive Jesus as Savior, people who take Jesus at his word. Peace is a gift of Christ when they follow him. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7 tells us this: do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Jesus came to earth to bring you peace, the ultimate peace, that knowing that you're in God's hand, knowing that your soul is saved, and that you can handle anything that comes your way, Jesus is living in you. And he gives you this abiding peace, this peace with your past and through the troubles that you may be even encountering today, with all the things that you may see and do and hear. We can have peace with ourselves. Well, there's so many people who long to have peace. There are too many Christians who are torn up by bad feelings about things they've done. They carry around bad feelings that should never be there. Realize you are under attack. Listen, Christian, the enemy is not happy with you. Satan is not happy with you serving God and spreading the good news, living this godly life that you are called to, being a disciple of Christ. Satan is not happy about it, so he schemes and plots against you. One of the things he did, listen, he can't have your soul, but he sure can burden you down with a lot of things. Christians walking around still living in regret for the things that they did 20 years ago, or maybe even 20 minutes before, when you just didn't get it right. You made a bad call, you made a bad decision, you did some things that were hurtful, you hurt other people, you hurt yourself. You disappointed others. Welcome to being a human. Welcome to not getting it right. Welcome to the very reason that Jesus died to set you free and to give you peace, is because you and me alike can't get it right. Or we'll try, but we'll blow it. But Satan wants us to carry all those things from our past, all those times that we messed up, all those times. He wants us angry about it. He wants us bitter about it. He wants us resentful, because all those things steal our joy and disrupt our peace. That's what Satan wants to do in our life. He wants to steal everything, strip us down as much as possible. He can't have our soul. Yes, heaven is our home, but we can be some miserable people. And listen, I know there are churches who are full of miserable Christians. You can see it on their faces. How you doing today, brother? Well, you know. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Do not let your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful. You may be in search of peace with yourself this morning. Are you discouraged because you reflect over your life and remember when you made some bad choices that hurt you and yourself, others? And you blame yourself and carry this burden. The only way to have peace with yourself and enjoy this one life that God has given to you is to forgive yourself and trust God completely to heal you. One of the hardest things to do, Christian, listen, is to forgive yourself. The devil will keep on and keep on hounding you until you release that to God. Until you finally quit doubting and take God for his word that he's forgiven you for it. It's all gone. It's out of you. It's off of you now. Your past has been cleaned up. You're white as snow. Your slate has been wiped clean. Until you believe that, you'll carry guilt around, and Satan will keep coming back and reminding you of how bad you messed up. And there's some of you walking around this morning, and you're so burdened down with poor choices, sinful decisions, and that's not where God wants you to be, Christian. Listen, that's not where God wants you to be. God wants you to understand what it's like to live in freedom from all of those things. You think about Peter. Peter denied Christ 3 times. You know, that dude was carrying a load of guilt around for a long time until he finally allowed Jesus to take it from him. Jesus had to go face to face with Peter and ask him 3 times, the same amount of times that he denied him, you know, feed my sheep, Peter. Get over yourself, in other words, he's trying to tell him. I've forgiven you. I'm not holding against you. Get over it. Now, we got business to take care of. Christian, that's something that if Christ could look at us today, says, get over yourself. I've forgiven you for all that. The devil has no stronghold in your life. Get rid of it. Move on. Move forward. Let's go. There are lost people going to hell, and you sitting here moping and pouting about things you did wrong. I've forgiven you for it. Let's go forward. It's kind of in your face, right? It says, be confident of this one thing, that God began a good work in you, and he will finish it. No matter what things look like, trust that you are moving forward in victory. Do you have peace with yourself in Christ? Believe that Jesus has done for you. He's working in you. This Christmas, give yourself the wonderful gift of grace and forgiveness. It was said, forgive yourself, not just once, but again and again and again, as many times as it takes to live in peace. The third area that we need peace is we need peace in our relationship with other people. So we need peace with God. And that's foremost, because that's the only way that we can have peace with ourselves and peace with others. We need peace with God in our relationship with Christ. Do you know Jesus as your Savior? The second is we have peace with ourselves. Listen, because we'll only love other people as much as we love ourselves. And if we don't love ourselves, we haven't forgiven ourselves, we won't forgive other people very much either. And we won't love them very much either. Peace in a relationship with others. The grace and peace which God imputes to us through Jesus must flow freely through us into our relationship with others. So if we get this picture that the peace that God gives to us because we have this relationship with him, we give him glory, he gives us peace. He transforms our life. We have peace within, that we're living with peace. We actually like ourselves. Matter of fact, we really do love ourselves because of what Christ is doing inside of us. And we are an open conduit for the grace and the peace and the mercy and the love of God to flow into us and out of us to others. So that's why it's important that we have this peace with ourselves, because we are that conduit. If we're dealing with ourselves so much, we become a clog in the drain. And God's grace wants to go to others. Do you have peace with others? Christmas is God's extension of heaven's peace to each person on earth. We too must be ambassadors of peace with others. This is not always an easy task. And 5 people would say amen. Listen, there are many times that we interact with people, and listen, friction happens, you know. We let other people down. They let us down. We get wrong communication going on. We sometimes rub each other the wrong way. Believe it or not, there are some people who are very difficult to love and like. And sometimes that's us. Believe it or not, let me tell you a secret. It's not always the other person. Sometimes it's us. Sometimes we're the one who's pretty hard-headed and determined, and we want it our way, and we're so selfish that we can't see the big picture. It's our way or no way. You know what? That's the wrong way. And when it's so much our way, there's no peace in that. And we disrupt this relationship we have with others. Maybe you need peace with someone else in your life today. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 31 and 32 tells us, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ has forgiven you. So why should I forgive other people? Because Jesus forgave me. Listen, if I can't forgive somebody else, then why should I ever think God will forgive me? Peace is our gift from Christ. We give the gift of forgiveness to others. Peace is our gift. We receive peace when we forgive other people. There's freedom in this virtue of grace. We're blessed with peace when we do our part to live in forgiveness. I learned this. If you've done something wrong to someone else and you go ask forgiveness, and they don't give you forgiveness, don't worry about it. You've done your part. You've done your part. You've asked for forgiveness with a clear conscience and a clear heart. Walk away. It is up to them to find the grace that only God can give to them to forgive you. If they never do, if they go to their grave with unforgiveness, that's not on you. You've done your part. We want to make people forgive us. You can't do it. Just do your part, because God's word says to. See, when someone offends us or has disappointed us, it disrupts our peace. And if we allow their actions and our attitude to resonate through our mind, it's amazing how it disrupts our peace and stirs our emotions. We can get angry and become bitter if we do not let Christ reign over our situation and over our relationships. Sometimes we hold others hostage to their failures and give ourselves a pass, though. Have you ever done that? Boy, somebody else has done something to offend you or broken their word or hurt you in some way, and boy, you just hammer on them all the time. You're talking to the family about them. You're talking to the neighbors about them. You're just hammering on them. But you did the same thing, and you gave yourself a pass. Boy, we need peace. We need peace with God. We need peace within ourselves. We need peace with others. Are you amazed? Are you amazed that God has even forgiven you? Listen, Christian, there are too many of us with ungrateful hearts for what God has already done for us. Are you even amazed that God has forgiven you? Or are you more amazed that someone has wronged you? Sometimes we're so hurt and so bent because someone else has wronged us that we forget that we should be just amazed that God has even forgiven us. We're worried about their sin rather than ours. And we ought to be so amazed that the grace of God has touched our own lives. And listen, when we begin to understand who we are in Christ and that we are recipients of grace, of unconditional love, unmerited favor in our own lives, that we stand very humble before God, we begin to see our neighbors in a whole different light. We see them as fallen human beings that needs the grace of God in their life too. And when they receive the grace of God, listen, we can work through anything that comes up. Anything. Because I'm not holding you hostage to your failures, and you're not holding me hostage to mine. Christian, we quit holding other people hostage to their failures, and allow God's grace to work in them and allow our grace to be extended to them in their life. It's amazing what it does for our relationship with others and what kind of peace that builds up. We must always be more amazed that God has forgiven us rather than holding others hostage to their wrongs and disappointments, those things that were done to us. See, this Christmas, like the first Christmas, may we remember to live out the message of peace given by the angel at the announcement of Christ's birth. May the peace of God through Christ fill you. Do you have peace with God? Is Jesus your personal Savior? Are you living your life giving God glory as the angels announced? To God be glory. And we get peace. Do you have peace with yourself? Or are you living out the joy and peace that Jesus gave you? Have you been oppressed by Satan? And are you just keep reminiscing over your past and over your mistakes? Listen, this morning, forgive yourself and really enjoy the forgiveness that Christ has given to you. Give yourself some grace. Do you have peace with other people? Are you stuck in your relationship with someone because your peace with them has been disrupted? See, in all these things, Jesus, God's gift to us, those things God wants to restore to us, those relationships that have been fragmented, those issues that we've been fighting over, God wants to resolve those if we allow Him. And He wants to restore that closeness, that relationship that we have with Him, where peace is ours and abiding that peace with God, and that we're truly at peace with ourselves, and that we can live this Christmas holiday not regretting all the things and all the past times that we've messed up, not regretting what we should have said or not have said to someone else, but live truly in the peace that God has given and have a relationship with our family and with our friends that God really wants us to have of harmony and unity and peace. D.L. Moody said it this way: a great many people are trying to make peace, but that has already been done. God has not left it for us to do at all. All we have to do is enter into it. The peace has already been given to us in Christ Jesus. Listen, when you have a relationship with Jesus and you're at peace with Him, it's amazing. It's amazing what it does for us and what it does for our relationship with other people. Maybe today you're not trusting what Jesus has said about you, that the King of Heaven left His palace to come to this lowly earth among sinners, that He could have just said, I'm done with you, I'm finished. But He didn't. To be born in the lowest of the low, to live a perfect life, to show us how to do it, and to die on a cross for the sins that He never committed, for your sins and mine. He loves us that much to have that relationship with us. Do you know Jesus today? Because when He is Lord, and listen, Christian, I'm talking, when He is Lord of your life, Savior and Lord, when He is Lord of your life, it's amazing what peace it gives to you. When you choose to put Him where He rightfully belongs, number one in your life. Number one. When you put Him number one in your life, what He does for you on a daily basis, because the devil don't quit. He keeps coming back. You can run him off today. He comes back with a new plan tomorrow. And Lord, Jesus has to be number one to keep him pushed away. And it's amazing what a humble spirit it gives to you so that you can work your relationships with other people. Because friction is going to happen. People are people. We do that. We have different ideas, different personalities. We don't always communicate correctly. That's just life, okay? We know it. We understand it. But it is up to us to get over ourselves, to quit having a big attitude, quit having a big personality, quit having all these big things, and humble ourselves like Jesus. If we need to say I'm sorry to someone, say it. If we need to tell them that we love them, tell them. Because that's how we have relationship. And that the grace that God has given to us that transformed our life. That grace and that peace flows through us into our relationship with Him. Let's pray together. Father God, today, Lord, we thank You, Lord, for Jesus Christ. That we celebrate this Christmas, God, knowing that He's not a baby Jesus. God, He is our Father. He is our King. Thank You today for a strong Savior. Thank You for this message that the angels brought about peace. Oh God, we need peace today. God, let us be as this painting with this little bird and with all the troubles and turmoil going around in our world. Father, let us just be so at peace because we know that You are in control. And God, that You are abiding with us. God, let that be us today. Your people, may they walk out of here today at peace with You. In Jesus' name, amen.